All righty. Well, welcome everyone. I'm Jennifer Stanley from Arlington, Virginia. And I'll just say a couple of words before I start the guided meditation. I was thinking about how in January, very often people make New Year's resolutions. And particularly for coming to the table, that involves work around racial justice and healing. And I was thinking about how we need the energy for this kind of work. So the focus of this guided meditation, I'll be encouraging you to pay attention both to the energy in the body and the energy in the heart and mind, or the heart mind. Many times people think of that energy or the heart and the mind is one unit. So they often call it the heart mind rather than the heart and the mind. All right. So now to begin, I invite you to find a comfortable posture. And you might even scan through the body right now, just noticing the different shapes in the posture, noticing where there might be any tightness or tension, maybe inviting relaxation into those areas, or even just a softening. And these are truly invitations, not demands. We can really just hold whatever is true in this moment, whatever is true in the body, in the heart mind, with a kind and gentle presence. We don't have to make ourselves good or even perfect. We can hold what is true right now, right here. And as you're noticing your posture, feel free to make any micro adjustments to the posture that might help you feel more alert, more relaxed. Perhaps it's letting the shoulders drop back and down, maybe aligning the spine, relaxing the muscles of the hips or legs, even relaxing the hands. Any kind of micro adjustment around those areas or others are encouraged. And now I'd like to invite you to take a few deep breaths, also as a method of relaxing the heart, mind, and body, and also increasing alertness. So just slowly and deeply inhaling, perhaps holding for a moment, and then slowly exhaling. Even exhaling all the way down the length of the body. And then when you're ready, slowly inhaling again. Really filling the lungs, expanding the belly and chest, holding again, and then releasing. Emptying the lungs as much as you can and as comfortable. Then inhaling once again and holding and then releasing. And then in your own time, you can let the breath return to its natural rhythm. Perhaps even noticing that moment when the breath makes that shift, it returns to that regular in-breath and out-breath. And you might even notice how the heart mind, how the body relates to the in-breath and how it relates to the out-breath. Perhaps you feel an energizing and nourishing quality when you inhale. Perhaps you feel a relaxing and letting go quality when you exhale. And just noticing a few cycles of the in-breath and out-breath. And noticing the breath wherever you feel it most easily. Could be in the nostrils or upper lip. Perhaps the back of the throat or chest or belly. Perhaps even appreciating that the life force energy begins with the breath. The body doesn't live very long without an in-breath and an out-breath. Very in-breath and out-breath makes our life possible. All that we do and express begins with the breath. With this gentle force that keeps us alive. The breath is our companion all of our lives. Even fetuses have been recorded as practicing breathing. Your breath is your constant companion, the energy that's constantly renewing your life. And now, if you like, you might begin to explore how life, the life force, how the life energy is being expressed in the body right now. Perhaps there's tingling or pulsing, even different temperatures in the body are an expression of the life force energy. Different movement in the body, whether it's the breath, perhaps movement of the blood, or perhaps you can notice other movement of digestion. Just noticing how the life force is being expressed in the body right now. Even tension, tightness, and pain are expressions of the life force, as is a feeling of tiredness or liveliness. All of it are expressions of the life energy. Even the expression of different emotions and thoughts are the life force coming through. All of these, you can place your awareness on these expressions of the life energy. And if the mind begins to do a more concerted effort in thinking about something rather than just noticing thinking, you can bring yourself back to just noticing the different expressions of the life energy. You might even say silently to yourself, "Oh, thinking," or "lost in thought," and then beginning again, just placing the awareness on the different expressions of life energy. And you might also notice how you're relating to your energy right now. Perhaps there's an even balance as you're noticing the different expressions in the body and the heart mind. Maybe there's a balanced awareness of noticing thinking and emotions, tingling, temperatures, pulsing. Or maybe there's a sense of over-efforting and striving in the awareness. the kind of striving or over-efforting to get it all right, to get it all in, to do the perfect meditation. If that's the case, see if you can maybe relax back a little bit and just let the life force express itself. And you just can relax back and notice the changing nature of the life force. Or perhaps your awareness is a bit loose, a kind of more or less mindful quality, where you're not sure what you just noticed or didn't notice. If that's the case, perhaps you can sit up a little straighter, maybe commit to be more alert, perhaps even relying on the life force energy to help you shore up your attention and awareness. Maybe even using curiosity to increase the alertness level, honing the mindfulness quality of what's happening in the moment. After all, meditation practice is about learning the mind's tendencies. And once we learn about those tendencies, we can learn ways to make the mind more wholesome, or to turn away from habits that can be unwholesome. Having a balanced awareness of energy in the body can be a great support for practice. It can help shore up our attention, strengthen our attention and awareness. It can also help us develop and maintain courage. Courage to be present with whatever is happening in the moment. Courage to speak out in daily life. Courage to notice our own prejudices and biases. Our life force energies can be used to fuel wholesome or unwholesome things. It can fuel aggression, violence, and domination, or the energy can fuel generosity, self-discipline, kindness, compassion, understanding. And the choice is ours. The more aware we can become of our life force energy, the more we can choose how to express that energy in a wholesome way that will benefit ourselves, our communities, and even the planet. Now, just taking a moment before we end the guided meditation to notice the energy in the body once again, to notice the energy in the heart mind. And taking a moment to appreciate your efforts to be present today, and to appreciate the efforts of others that are with us on this call today. Appreciating our efforts to wake up, our efforts to bring about racial justice, healing in the world. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes.